The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and you.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos.
Morning, John.
And I just want to acknowledge that we are now going in to the Christina Liu Show, which is the highlight of everybody's day. And considering that next week we're going to be off, ooh, there's going to be like withdrawal symptoms going on. And it's a terrible thing when Christina takes off, but it is what it is. Good morning, dear. How are you?
Hello. Good morning, everyone. I mean, that first hour really flew by. You know, I was sitting here working and I was listening and it was just so informative. And I think a topic that's certainly on, no matter what age you are, everyone's mind nowadays. You know, I think about even conversations I have with my husband, you know, and what Peter was saying about everyone's kind of trying to figure out what to do because, you know, your money is just sitting there and you want to, you know, make something of it. So it was really informative and wonderful. So great job, guys, on that one. That was
it. It really was. And the one thing that has to come out of that is financial planning is personal. Mm-hmm. You can't turn around and say, somebody did this. Nobody knows everybody's story. Nobody knows that somebody is ready to inherit $10 million. It's like, why are they doing this craziness? Because they got a huge, you know, bankroll coming down the river or whatever the expression is. And the reverse. You have people that are driving around in Bentleys and they don't know where the next bill payment is coming from for their credit card. Everybody's different. So you can't look at anybody and make any opinion, judgment whatsoever. You have to deal for yourself what makes you most comfortable in your life with your immediate family and then extended families and you plan accordingly. That's
well, you just said something, John, that I wish I had known earlier in my life, financial planning. There's a lot of people who say that they do financial planning, but they sell a product, and that's the planning is wrapped around that product, basically, whatever the product. And I always remember looking back and saying, geez, I wish I could just talk to somebody who really cares about what I want to do with this and what my situation is, as opposed to they sell this product, which is a lot of them do. They sell a product, right. And you know, that's where your planning is going to go. You're going to buy that product, and you know, to talk to people who are going to look at the personal situation is very important, in my opinion, and one that I did not know well enough in back in my lifetime. The need was there, but there weren't a lot of people doing it. It was very wrapped around product selling.
Well, you know, that goes back to proprietary items. And, you know, Peter and I went out on our own X number of years ago for that very reason, that if there's a fund at any place on Wall Street, we can buy it for you. But we're not having anybody walk in and say, you know, we could use a little help pushing this fund because it's going slow this month. That's what happens in the major firms. They can't deny it. It exists. They get sued for it all the time. The fund of the month, everybody's going to get a bonus. They're going to give you 5% more if you push that fund this month. Some of them work perfect and some of them blow up. Is it a good thing for my client? Not necessarily. So why should I do it? Because I'm going to get 5% more. That's why we prefer doing fee-based and we owe nothing to anybody. So if we want to do it, we can. And if not, and if it's something you really want to have, then we turn around and say, we won't do that. You're on your own. You can go there and buy it and good luck. But I don't want it in my account because then I'm going to have to deal with it someday down the road. Not maybe with you. God forbid something happened to you and your kids say it. And they say, why did daddy buy this piece of junk? John obviously pushed him into it. Well, it's true because they don't know. I would blame the person. I look at some accounts. I'm saying, what the hell did you do here? Yeah. This is a mess. And it's a terrible thing. And I want to think I'm trustworthy. I know Peter's trustworthy. And there are people that you think are trustworthy and they're not. And it hurts. That's all it is to it. And it's very hard to break that to somebody. that the person you've been with for X number of years and you thought he was your son, your daughter, whatever, really has just been using you. You know,
well, I think that's like, you know, the whole moral, listen. And I mean, certainly the financial planning, but you guys talk about all these things, and I know the average person, it's so complex and hard to process, but I think it's such an important thing to really do, you know, and do your research on who you want to work with and whatnot. It's important to not jump into these things. Like Otto said, you know, it's like, you know, being educated and knowing kind of what to do and which places is doing, you know, and also word of mouth and talk to other people, I think is important too. And, you know, it's just, this is one of those things, you know, like with estate planning, you know, and meeting with a, you know, an elder law attorney, as we were saying, it's so important, you know, and that's something that we always had struggled with. I've said this before with my grandpa. You know, my grandpa came from, you know, a generation where, you know, he wanted to hold on to things and it was his money and he worked for it. And it was very hard for him to ever like think beyond that and plan that, you know, and my mother and I remember we would sit with him and be like, you know, she'd be like, Dad, you know, we got to like meet with someone. You know, my grandpa came from the school of like, you know, you're all on your own when I'm gone, you know, good riddance. But, you know, towards the end, like, luckily we were able to get some things in place because he had invested in so many different things, you know, with different accounts, with all different organizations and stuff, you know, so it was, you know, it's something that's so important. And we always tried to say to him that, you know, it's not taking away your autonomy, you know, right now by you being able to choose what you want to happen to your money, that's you being in control still, you know? So that's something that I think is always the struggle when you're trying to talk to someone. So it was, I could certainly relate to the difficulty of things, but.
No, I'm sorry. But the flip side of that is I know a number of people who are pretty obsessed by wanting to leave all their money to the next generation, to the point of not doing anything for themselves while they're here. Mm-hmm. You know, they spend nothing on nothing. You know, they have a car that's 30 years old. It's not safe. You know, the television is still a 12-inch screen. You know, they don't do for themselves at all. So there's a fine line here. You know, you have a life to live also.
Yeah. Absolutely. And that's what but that's the funny thing with my grandpa also, is that on top of that, he was still, we'll call him frugal, you know, for a nice term. But he was that guy anyway. And we would say, you know, grandpa, you know, get this, splurge on this. You know, he was always the guy that needed to get the bargain, you know, the absurd color of something. And he thought like, you know, he was always getting a deal. But that was something we would say to him too. It's like, you know, enjoy your life. Splurge on something, as you were saying. So, but you know, he wrote it out, you know, very frugal to the very end, Grandpa Tasso. But I think you're so right.
It's balance, yes. Otto, Christina, and yes. So many people, there's a good number that I deal with that are balanced, but there are people, Otto, like you're saying, they're keeping everything and the lights go off at 6 o'clock. It's like, wait a minute, you can't see. Why are you walking in the dark? Because it's the electric and they won't do this. And if it's not on sale, they won't buy it. It's like, you got to be kidding me. So instead of $1.50, you pay $1.79. If that's the yogurt you want, buy that yogurt. You got to be kidding me. No, I only buy it when it's on sale. And it's very hard to change them.
I can't. Like it's 95 degrees out. Put the air conditioner on.
Yeah.
No, I'm comfortable. Sweat's pouring off of them.
Yeah.
No, it is something, you know, and it's certainly difficult, you know, because like I said, it's very hard to, you know, to kind of change someone's mind at that point in the game. But, you know, I think that's the bottom, you know, balance, obviously. It's everything in moderation, you know, is kind of always our motto over here. And it's something that's important because as we know, we've been in this world where life is short, unexpected things happen, you know, at the drop of a hat. So I think it's important to enjoy yourself, you know, because what else is it about at the end of the day? You know, I think when you get to a certain point, you know, to splurge on something, you know, that makes you happy is important. So.
But now you got to follow that up with, when you said splurge, there are those people that splurge on everything.
Yeah.
And then they're in the hole. And I was like, well, that's no good.
No, you have to, you know, it's really about planning and balance, you know? And I think, unfortunately, there are people that live in these extreme worlds, you know, and both on, you know, no matter which kind of card you fall on, it's not certainly a healthy way to live. But you know, I think it's all, and this is like with everything that we preach on the show, it's all about planning and preparedness. I mean, it's really the overall goal in all aspects of your life and how important it is. And yes, it might be, you know, more work. I think, you know, we all certainly know people who, oh, you know, I don't want to deal with it today. I don't feel like talking about this or figuring it out. You know, there's too much going on. You know, everyone's got excuses for everything, you know, and I think it's just a reminder about, you know, yes, putting in a little extra work and doing that can really benefit you in the end. And I think that that's, you know, it certainly pays off to be prepared in all aspects of your life. And just, you know, this segment, even for myself, you know, it serves as a reminder to be like, all right, this is something, you know, to really, you know, be on top of. So.
And one more thing before we, then we'll go on. A senior, okay, has to also not be the bankroll for children who want to splurge on stuff.
Yeah.
That's important. All of a sudden, and I have a client that it's a shame, but he just keeps coming to the aid of his kids, and you know, they buy another car. It's like they have two already, and now they keep up the payment. John, send them a check. And they buy something other ridiculous thing, and they can't keep up the payment. John, send them a check. It's like, well, they know you're going to call me, and I'm going to send them a check. So don't get cranky. Let them, on one of those events, let them sell the third car or the snowmobile or whatever the damn thing is that they bought, and figure it out.
Yeah.
Because you've treated them in such a way that they know if I want something, buy it, put it on the credit card, call daddy, say, daddy, I can't keep the payments up. Daddy calls me, says, send them a check. You know, that's no good either. Yeah. I mean, because you're not teaching them. One day, God forbid, something happens to daddy, you know. And Otto, just one other thing I just wanted to touch on base too. When I just said that, you worry about daddy. Seniors, okay, married seniors have to make sure that their stuff is in order so that when and if a partner dies, their children are taken care of. And what I mean by that is, and I have come across these situations where the surviving spouse a year or two down the road remarries or doesn't even remarry. They really get into a relationship with somebody. And guess what? What was the money that was going to go to my kids is now going to her and her kids because I changed my plans. I did this. I come across them. It breaks my heart because I want my money to go to my kids.
No, and it's so, you know, and you're right. You know, it's like, listen, these are all things nobody wants to think of. You know, because who wants a plan for these kind of things, you know, and that's the same reason people don't want to make wills and all these different things, you know, it's, but I think it's important, like I said, to think about these things and to have it how you want it to be, you know, is certainly the main goal of all of this. So.
Yeah. And you're not ruling from the grave. You're just being smart. Yeah. But nevertheless, we got to take our first break already. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.